Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
That was Atakak from his 1989 cassette Ubasima, and that was the song Daniana, and it is a lot of fun. I found that online. I'm not really sure where it's from. I know there's a website called Awesome Tapes from Africa that has a whole bunch of similar tapes. Ghana High Life kind of disco. I don't know what I'd call it, but it's a very fun track, and there's an awesome kind of Soul Train style video for it with people dancing up the line. It's so good. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Very special episode today. Going to be I interviewed Conan Moccasin yesterday. He's from New Zealand. He is on record, he is a very strange person. He does a lot of modulation with his voice. He has this kind of creepy, funny allure that I find very appealing. In person, though, he is a very charming, polite man, and the contrast was a little difficult to work with. I haven't done an interview with someone that I hadn't met before. I didn't kind of know between friends over the phone in a long time, so I don't know. I was kind of taken aback with how normal he was. And I don't know. There were some questions I didn't get to. Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Hi, Duncan.
Conan Moccasin, totally nice, pleasant man. And
you caught him on a good day.
I guess so. And how do you ask the question, like, how self-aware are you about how creepy you're being in a video? I didn't know how to ask that question. I think he must be in on the joke. Clearly, he's in on the joke. But it's hard to know where that line is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't no Nicholas Savage.
No.
he's not in on the joke.
No, Sean Savage is not in on the joke. But, you know, God bless him, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear a couple of songs off of his new album, or recently released album, Caramel. And it'll be interspliced with some of this phone conversation we had yesterday. And Ryan, former president of CITR,
yep.
Man about the station, thank you so much for bringing him to my attention. You really are the station champion for Conan Moccasin.
Oh, I'll take that title. I don't think there's any fierce competition, but...
Well, maybe not. but yeah. I still appreciate it. All right, here is this... I'm the man that... No, this is... I Want to Roll With You from Caramel to kick it off, and then we'll go straight into the interview.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Conan. This is Duncan calling from CITR Radio.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. All right. So welcome to the show, Conan. Thanks so much for taking our call. Where are you calling from, or where am I calling you?
You're calling me from Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of a big North American tour that you're doing.
Yeah. This is our second one. This is more dates than the last one we did in January. So it's my first time here in Chicago.
Right.
And it'll be my first time in Vancouver, too.
And your first time in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Excellent. So I've seen some photos of the tour so far. It looks like it's been a grand success.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, we love coming here. Although, you know, we haven't done it much yet, but you know, it's all new to us, so it's exciting, you know.
Yeah, I've only seen photos from the New York shows, but it looked like they were very lively affairs. People were taking off their clothes and jumping around and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, and yeah, I've been really looking forward to Vancouver because I've got some friends there and that live there, and they say how such a great place it is, and the audiences are really nice. So.
I hope so. Yeah. It's a Monday night show, so we'll have to really fire everybody up to get them lively on a Monday night.
Yeah, Mondays can be tough. Yeah, we don't like Mondays either. Yeah,
but I'm sure you'll pull through. So you're touring in support of your newest album, Caramel.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I was very curious in reading about the album. The reason you named it. Why did you call it Caramel?
Oh, I just like the name for a record name. Yeah. I started with that first, and then I wanted to make a record that would sound like a record that would be called Caramel. So it's got nothing to do with the sweet or anything, or sounding like Caramel, but a record that would be called Caramel. So I was just an idea that popped to my mind, and I felt like it was a good time to make a record, and so I went to Tokyo and set up a small recording studio and hotel room there for a month, and did it as quick as I could.
Yeah, was there any reason that like Tokyo that you wanted to go to Tokyo to record this album?
I really like Tokyo. It's just weird. I like the atmosphere a lot, and it's I find the people really calming and relaxing, and I like hotel rooms well because they're the only time I'm sort of ever on my own if I don't have to share a room.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the two put together, it's where I get most of my ideas when I'm on my own and just milling about. It seemed like a good thing to do. I don't like recording studios as well. I find them too stressful with too many options and stuff, so it's nice to keep it simple and have equipment that you like working on.
Yeah, you were able to lead your own pace and do it the way that you wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly, with knowing what's I like producing.
And this is a very seductive album. Is that kind of the mood that you were hoping to set with
yeah,
this
well,
record?
No, yeah, that purely just came from the name Caramel as a record. That was the sort of music that I was hearing, and it was quite flirty.
It's very flirty.
So that was just off that, really. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you have some, like, you know, some standard, well, not standard, but like some songs that really stick out. And then there's five pieces of music that sort of reference each other, the five It's Your Body. What was the thinking behind having those kind of discrete songs and then this sort of longer piece that was connected?
The longer pieces and, like, the five together, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sort of fit in those five pieces. Could have been individual tracks, but they all come back to each other at the end. In a way, they make sense to me to be one whole song. It could have been one song, but but they have definite parts to them, and it's kind of like body parts as well. So
one of them represents a car crash. That's part of the narrative story of the record.
Yeah, that was one of the most enjoyable parts to make of the record, trying to make guitar sound like a car crash. So.
Yeah. We'll be right back. So I'm more familiar with Caramel than I am with your previous album, Forever Dolphin Love.
Yeah,
but there's sort of this narrative throughout the two albums of a love story between the boss and the dolphin, and the dolphin leaves at the beginning of Caramel.
The first track it leaves off from the last record, and it's the dolphin this guy's in love with. Oh, actually, you're kind of right. You know, the dolphin has to return to the ocean and whatnot, and then he goes off, and then the boss is kicks in and sort of introduces the new record, and it was just a way of finishing off the last record and where I left off the last one and start getting into the new one. Yeah.
So what's the significance of the car crash? What happened?
Well, it's body parts. So
oh, okay.
Look after your body and wear a seatbelt.
Okay.
I mean, it's a really vague story, but you can make up. I like it how people make up their own.
Yeah, that's good.
Thing, you know, from.
As someone who was sort of a casual fan of yours, in doing some research, I was really surprised that you've done writing for Charlotte Gainsbourg, and you toured with her as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you also toured with Radiohead in New Zealand, so it's...
in Australia mostly. One show in New Zealand, and yeah, we did a 6 or 7 shows with Radiohead over a year ago.
Yeah, so it was just to go from playing those big shows to playing club shows here is just sort of a funny contrast, especially when I saw.
Oh yeah, but I've been playing small shows my whole.
Right, so that's more your style.
For a long time, yeah. So it's more funny to play those massive arenas with Radiohead.
Sure. And how does, because it looks like you have a very interactive live show, and you're very, you've crowd surfed while shredding a guitar at one of your shows in New York. So, I mean, does it take away when you have to be in a big arena, or are you able to find other ways?
I don't like supporting bands because I feel like a pest.
Yeah.
I feel like, everyone's waiting for, but Radiohead was one of the bands that I would always thought would be great. They've got such a lovely listening audience, and it was really neat. So, but generally, I find it really hard to support bands.
I also wanted to ask you about the visual aspect of the videos that you have. So how does that play off of the music? Because you are, especially with the video for Forever Dolphin Love, great care has been taken at that kind of visual presentation. So where does that come from?
Oh, well, that was my friend Daniel who directed that, and it was his idea to go off the paintings I did for that artwork. And him and I just sort of just painted everything for a few days and tried to recreate the characters in the
and
the artwork. So that was his idea,
right.
And I just went with it and helped him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you're also a pretty fashionable person by the pictures I've seen. You like to dress up for your shows.
I like dressing up. Yeah, I like clothes. I don't fashion.
Okay.
I think they're two different things, but...
Fair enough.
I do, like, I really love clothes, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a pretty marvelous green satin suit in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, I just found that before we left. A little Chinese man, and he had a bunch of things, and they're all $2 each, brand new. I don't know how that works out.
$2?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for a whole suit. Yeah.
What a bargain.
Yeah, but it, I don't know how. I don't quite see how that works, but yeah.
I'm sure he made it work. In North America, at least, you have a pretty great home. You're on Mexican Summer Records. So I don't know that that's a pretty good place for you to land. I think that there's a lot of very like-minded artists.
They're a lovely label. Yeah, I feel very lucky to be with them.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for anything more from a record label. They're so supportive and helpful. Yeah, no, they make me feel excited about making some more stuff because, you know, it is a tricky industry. I don't really like it very much, and
mm-hmm.
I ended up stumbling into making a record, the first one, Prove It Off in Love. My mum was telling me I should make it because I didn't want to be part of the... I didn't want to be a musician because of the way everything's done, but they've given me hope about, you know, just being honest and good people. So for
people that are thinking of coming down to the Electric Owl where you're playing this Monday, what can they expect? How should they prepare themselves?
Oh, I don't know. That's the thing. It sort of depends on what the audience is like and how up for getting us going we are, and then we'll get going. Got me going. We'll play it by ear and see how. But we're all really excited about coming to Vancouver, so hopefully we get some people coming along. And
excellent.
It should be fun.
And you have a big band with you? It looks like there's a number of players.
It's bigger in cities where we know people. But if people want to join in, we're always happy to have them. But we've got Kieran J. Callanan playing, and he's got two people, and we've got Harness, who's a we've made him into a stand-up comedian. He's a German man, and we find him very funny. So the last show we played, we got him to do stand-up. So he's opening up, and then you know, we all sort of join in and play together. And if anyone wants to join in, they're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm. And who is the supporting act? He's been touring with you throughout.
Kieran J. Callanan. He's a very brilliant performer. And we played a show together in Belgium last year, and that was the most sort of exciting thing I've seen in a long time. So
excellent. So people should make sure to get there early. They shouldn't snooze and wait till the last minute.
Yeah, he's usually on around 9 o'clock, but you don't want to miss Hans either.
Yeah, yeah.
He's unmissable as well.
Great. And any plans for future recordings? Anything like that in the works?
Well, we've got to finish doing this first, and then I'll...
Mm-hmm.
I've always got some plans of some things going on, but like I said, it's just getting the balance of getting some time off. And
mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's about it. Thanks so much for the call.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thanks for calling me.
And well, have a great time in Chicago tonight, and good luck getting across the country. And we'll see you here next month or on Monday.
Brilliant. Looking forward to meeting you.
Great. Thanks so much, Conan. And I'll make sure to say hi at the show.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
Great. Bye.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
June 18th to the 22nd, it's the 8th annual Sled Island Festival, featuring over 250 bands, films, artists, and comedians spread across 30-plus venues concentrated in the downtown core and surrounding areas of Calgary, Alberta. Featuring bands such as St. Vincent, Dan Deacon, Killer Mike, Rennie Wilson, and so much more. Passes are on sale now. For tickets and more information, go to sledisland.com. The May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wildkind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, The Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
All right, that was The Bats from New Zealand, originally released on Flying Nun Records, very influential, much-loved record label, and that was the song Block of Wood, a four-track demo on the album compilation of a bunch of different songs by The Bats, and that is being re-released this summer on Captured Tracks and Flying Nun. Captured Tracks from Brooklyn. They put out a lot of great music recently, the Mac DeMarco album, lots of other great things, and they've got this agreement with Flying Nun to put out these great records. Reissues. Excellent. Before that, we heard an extended interview and a number of songs with the Bats countryman, Conan Moccasin. So we heard songs from Caramel, and then the last song that you heard was Forever Dolphin Love. That was just an excerpt. It's a 10-minute long song. It's great, and the whole album is fantastic, but for the sake of brevity, I only included the last 3 minutes. Once again, Conan Moccasin is playing with Kieran J. Callinan at the Electric Owl this Monday night. I'm really hoping there is a hoppin' Monday night crowd for Conan Moccasin, welcoming him to our fair city. Next up, we're going to hear some Mira. Mira, a fixture of the Olympia, Washington music scene, a longtime fixture of the K record label, and she has a brand new album coming out next week. It's called Changing Light, and so we're going to hear the song Fleetfoot Ghost, and then a couple of other kind of Olympia-connected songs. But yeah, let's start off with Mira, Changing Light. Here is the lovely Fleetfoot Ghost. Thank you.
flavor goes. And we ate until we were empty, not fattened by our century. And when we noticed we were still hungry, we were consumed by.
I wished I had it. Every night when the sun went down in the town where we lived, the empty streets were lit up by reflected light from a distant sun bouncing off a glowing ball of rock. And we just laid on the floor and watched the moon and then the blue light of the moon. We didn't talk, and silently we both felt powerful, and like the moon my chest was full because we both knew we were just floating in space over molten rock. And we felt safe, and we discovered that our skin is soft, there's nothing left except certain death. And that was comforting at night out under the moon. I went out last night to forget that.
Walking slowly in a white day in the light, quiet echoes of a freezing moon, distant bell, cold and clear.
Keener's Car Wash is the first social enterprise delivering environmentally friendly mobile car washing in Canada, with all proceeds going towards homeless youth programs. Keener's Car Wash will be washing cars for free on Thursday, May 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., not far from Thunderbird Parkade. Check out keenerscarwash.ca for more details. Get your car washed for free and support at-risk youth on May 15th.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And we have
All right, that was the band Soft Spot from New York with their song Crosswinds featuring Sean Nicholas Savage of Montreal. That album is out soon. It's called Mass, and Sean Nicholas Savage has a new album coming out very soon as well. My friend Patrick told me that it's streaming online now on Pitchfork, so I've got to give it a listen. Bermuda Triangle. Apparently, according to Patrick, the production values are much finer on this record, so I look forward to that. Before that, we heard Mount Eerie from his album Prehuman Ideas. That was the reworked version of Lone Bell. Prehuman Ideas is basically, he reworked an album, a bunch of his old songs Phil Elverum did on GarageBand and then auto-tuned the vocals. It's a very interesting experiment, and it works. That was Lone Bell. Before that, we heard a cover of Phil Elverum's first band, The Microphones, and that was the song The Moon, performed by Shunkin, also from New Zealand. A lot of New Zealanders on this show. And that was from a compilation called Summer Blonde. At the top, we heard Mira, a frequent collaborator with Phil Elverum and the Mount Eerie crew, and that was a song from her brand new album, Changing Light, the song Fleetfoot Ghost. Not a whole lot of time. I think we can fit a few more songs in. A lot of fun things happening this weekend. Saturday, the Oz are having a kegger to celebrate or to fundraise for their tour. That's happening at a house, Quebec, and 30th or so. I'm not sure. If you poke around online, I'm sure you can figure out. But the Oz are going to play, the Drearys are going to play, and Village are playing, amongst many others, Imaginary Pants. Lots of great bands. And it's an afternoon thing. You know, go there before, you know, around 5 o'clock, have a couple beers, see some bands. Sounds lovely. Later on that night, Cave Girl are playing. They're releasing their tape, and that is at Rainbow Connection, Redgate, and they're playing with Dead Soft, and that should be really fun as well. So I'm going to play some Cave Girl and some Dead Soft to preview that. Cave Girl has this new EP out. It's called Not Well Thank You. We heard the excellent song Downton Abbey last week, and this way we're going to play Kingsway, where I'm moving to soon. Kingsway. It's a lovely song. I won't be able to make it to the show on Saturday, but I think it's... I'm looking forward to seeing Cave Girl around town. Here it is. Here is Kingsway. Thank you. All right, that was Dead Soft from their EP Teen Fiction, the title track Teen Fiction. Before that, we heard Cave Girl, both of whom are playing Saturday night at the Red Gate. Haven't seen either of those bands. Kind of regret, or, well, you know, it's too bad. I would like to see them. I'm hoping to see them soon. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Conan Moccasin, traveling, hurtling across the continent now on his way to, I think he's playing Minneapolis tonight. So good luck with your tour, Mr. Moccasin, and I hope to see you down there on Monday. Oh, and I forgot to say, there's a pair of tickets to give away, so I'll announce that in one sec. But before I do, we're going to close things out with Mac DeMarco from his album Salad Days. Excellent. Chamber of Reflections is the song. He's playing at the Vogue on July 1st. Thanks for listening. And if you want a pair of tickets to see Conan Moccasin, which I didn't know about until recently that we had this giveaway, you can call in at 604-822-2487, and a pair of tickets is yours for the Monday night show at the Electric Owl. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll see you next week. Here we go.
absorbing information, sleeping on Bibles at night. Reckon if I took a dollar and loosened his collar in a state of self-hypnosis, he makes his diagnosis. Yes, we see the body of my love, oh my Lord. Christian mystic exhibition betrays my created mind. His silent start to flutter. Read the headlines, spending time. A moonlighting photographer. That is Davis.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a